The rest of you, this is Mayor Taylor welcoming you all to our very short special meeting for Tuesday, June 21, 2022. And I'd like to call it to order. Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Here.
Is anybody else out there hearing the clerk?
I do not hear Karen.
I also don't hear.
Negative, I don't hear.
Thanks, we'll get this adjusted here.
Can you hear me now? No.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't think yes, you could hear me through then. Yay. Okay. Phew.
You're good.
Crisis averted. All right. Where was I? Councilmember Van der Zanden.
Here.
Vice Mayor Bishop.
Here.
Okay, Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Councilmember Furr.
Here.
Okay, and Councilmember Lewis, I believe, is absent tonight, as well as Councilmember Sharman. So we have 5 members present and a quorum exists.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The next item on the agenda is to read our vision statement, which I'll read off the wall here. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in the decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions. Okay, we don't have any minutes to approve. I don't have any requests for agenda changes. Do any council members wish to reorder anything in the agenda? Okay, we'll call the agenda set then. We have no staff reports. The next item would be public comment on non-agenda items. So if any members of the public have a comment on a non-agenda item and would like to express that to the council at this time, please raise your hand.
Okay, I'm not seeing any.
So we have no consent agenda, ordinance for public hearing or unfinished business. We'll go on to new business. And the single item on the agenda tonight under new business is resolution CY22-13, encouraging the prompt startup of the power intertie between Gustavus and Bartlett Cove. I believe Councilmember Moskowiak has a motion to approve this agenda item. Councilmember Moskowiak.
I move the council approve resolution CY22-13, a resolution encouraging prompt startup of the power intertie between Gustavus and Bartlett Cove.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve resolution CY22-13, a resolution encouraging prompt startup of the power intertie between Gustavus and Bartlett Cove. I'll read this resolution and then after that, ask for any public comment and then council comment on it before we vote. This resolution, CY22-13, a resolution encouraging prompt startup of the power intertie between Gustavus and Bartlett Cove. Whereas the city of Gustavus has supported and encouraged the development and utilization of the power intertie between the Gustavus Falls Creek Hydroelectric Facility, and whereas all parties involved, the Gustavus Public, the National Park Service, NPS, and Alaska Power and Telephone, AP&T, will benefit from utilization of the intertie through A, reduction of diesel generation carbon emissions citywide, B, better use of the non-fossil fueled hydroelectric capacity of the Falls Creek facility, C, substantially reduced electric power unit costs due to higher electric power sales from the largely fixed cost system, D, encouragement for non-fossil fueled electrification broadly in the community, E, return on the substantial public investment made by the federal and state governments in providing clean power to Gustavus, and F, reputational benefits as advocates of alternative electric power sources. Whereas in the early planning stages of the intertie, the Gustavus City Council expressed concerns in resolution CY17-09 regarding where supplementary power would be generated when Falls Creek stream flow was insufficient to meet system-wide demand. And whereas the community of Gustavus expressed concerns about diesel particulate emissions and noise from additional diesel generation at AP&T's Gustavus facility and asked that supplementary generation be provided preferentially by the NPS generators at Bartlett Cove. And whereas the intertie has now been functional for more than 6 months, but is not yet in service due to the lack of an agreement between the NPS and AP&T regarding the need for NPS generators to be capable of feeding power to Gustavus through the intertie, maintenance and operating responsibilities for those generators, and the lack of a commercial agreement regarding the NPS purchase prices for power provided through the intertie. And whereas during construction of the intertie, engineers identified potential issues yet to be confirmed and resolved regarding the ability of the NPS generators to supply power to Gustavus, and whereas the AP&T now has supplementary diesel generation capacity in Gustavus sufficient to meet maximum anticipated loads for the near term, and whereas improved engineering controls have the potential to reduce noise and particulate emissions from supplementary generation in Gustavus. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the city of Gustavus urgently encourages the NPS and AP&T to reach commercial agreements for operation, maintenance, and pricing such that the intertie can be put into full operation as soon as possible. B, the requirements and expectations of City Resolution CY17-09 are repealed. C, specifically, the city of Gustavus no longer insists that the National Park Service's power infrastructure be retained and used as a component of a resilient microgrid, or that additional diesel power demand caused by the addition of the national park as a customer is generated in the national park facilities and not in Gustavus. D, the city of Gustavus supports a negotiated startup without concerns about where supplementary power is generated. Operation of specific backup generators in Gustavus and or Bartlett Cove should be based on compatibility and system load requirements. The city of Gustavus encourages prompt approval of the agreement by the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to enable full use of the intertie. Be it further resolved, A, the city of Gustavus will work with AP&T to identify and implement engineering controls to reduce particulate and noise emissions from the Gustavus diesel backup power plant. B, the City of Gustavus will work with AP&T to identify additional non-fossil fuel electric generation capacity options for community load increases in the future. C, the City of Gustavus will encourage, where practical, community electrification through the use of electric vehicles, heat pumps, and appliances in line with the values we express. D, the City of Gustavus encourages the NPS to electrify energy use wherever practical through electric vehicles and vessels, heat pumps, and appliances. D, off-peak rates, which will encourage broader community electrification and fuller use of the Falls Creek hydroelectric facility, should be enabled at the earliest possible opportunity. So that's our resolution and the purpose of our special meeting tonight. Do any members of the public wish to make any comment on this resolution? If so, please raise your hand. Okay, I'm not seeing any members of the public wishing to comment. So we'll close the comment period for the public. Do any council members wish to comment on this resolution? If so, please raise your hand. Looks like Joe Van Der Zanden. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm in favor of the main body of this resolution. I think we need to do something to get this thing jump-started and resolved. However, I don't think I can support it along with everything that's written under "be it further resolved." I think it doesn't follow through with the main thrust of the resolution. It's a lot of it's unnecessary, and two or three things on there I believe are premature. The hydro hasn't been tested to full capacity, and we just don't know what we have yet. And to encourage all of this electrical use before we know things for sure, I believe we could end up shooting ourselves in the foot. So I would be in favor of omitting the "be it further resolved" section. I could make an amendment or propose an amendment to that effect, or unless there's a simpler way, if anyone else is in agreement with me.
Thank you, Joe. Do any other council members have a comment on this resolution? I'm not seeing any other suggestions, Joe. If you wish to make an amendment, you have the right. Well, it looks like Bella Furr now. Councilmember Furr has a comment. Councilmember Furr?
I was asked, Mr. Mayor, you know, what are your thoughts on the "be it further resolved"? Is there a reason we've included all of that language?
Certainly, I'll try to explain the reason for that. The original resolution had concerns about diesel emissions and noise emissions in Gustavus, and there was concern about whether with the park online, we would be running backup generators here more to make up for, because there would be greater periods of time during which stream flow would be inadequate to meet the load requirements in Gustavus. So our response to that is that we will work with AP&T to reduce those emissions, particulates and noise, through better engineering controls so that we reduce the impacts in the area that the additional diesel generation would entail. Item B of that, the idea is to increase electrification here. The whole point of doing of using this intertie is to reduce diesel generation and in general to reduce fossil fuel use in the community through greater electrification. We have a lot of unused capacity in the system. Most of the time, there's an awful lot of water going over that dam that's not going through the penstock and the turbine. And it could be available to generate power. We still may have to run diesel. I mean, we will have to run diesel generation to supplement it from time to time. But the great majority of the time, we're nowhere near the capacity of the system. So the idea is to use much more electric power. And that is also the wish of the electric company. They want to sell more electric power here. And the more kilowatt hours that are sold by the system, the lower the cost per kilowatt hour for everybody. And they are, is that we have a fixed cost system that is fairly expensive, but we have a fairly low population and we're not using that system anywhere near its capacity. So the more kilowatt hours that are sold, the lower the electric rates can go. And so that's shifting more things like that are now fueled by fossil fuels, cars and appliances at home and heating and so forth, to electricity will increase the amount of electricity used and make better use of the plant. The same goes with the National Park Service. The National Park Service also is interested in using, in electrifying more operations that they have. They would like to use more heat pumps and electric vehicles and even eventually electric vessels. So they also would like to increase their electrification, and we would encourage that. That once again reduces fossil fuel emissions and allows more kilowatt hours to be sold from the system and lower unit prices per kilowatt hour. So these encouragements are in line with the intent of the city, of the power company, and the National Park Service to increase electrification and make better use of our hydroelectric source. We certainly will at some point need to increase the capacity of the system to provide alternative non-fossil fuel power. And the electric company is already looking toward making improvements on the existing hydro turbine system to make better use of the stream flow that can be carried through it. And they have also expressed an interest in looking at other alternative sources of power, such as solar or wind and the like here. They're using solar in at least one other facility up in the interior. And finally, they have also expressed an interest, as have many members here of our public, in having off-peak rates that would make, once again, more efficient use of the system by shifting some load from the higher daytime use to lower nighttime use. So that would mean doing things like having our electric cars on timers to programs to so that they charge only at night. You can have other household appliances eventually even that are used primarily at night. So there are advantages to having off-peak rates. So I see those 5 points as being in line with the intent of the power company, with the goals of the city to improve electrification and the goals of the National Park Service. That doesn't mean that there won't be challenges, as Joe cautions us. And those are engineering issues that the power company will just have to work through, and we'll encourage them and work with them to continue to meet the energy requirements of our community with reliability and with the lowest rates we can achieve. So that's the rationale for those points in the resolution. Maybe Joe would have some more comments on that.
I guess I'd still have to disagree on some of that. I think we are premature in trying to promote this much electrical use until the system is tested to the full, which is coming up before too long. They're bringing heaters in to pump the load up almost to maximum. But this is a Morelli generators made in Italy. Parts are not that available. They're expensive. The transformer in the stub yard up there is only a 750, not an 800. And if it is run to maximum, it's going to shorten the life of it. Has to be custom built to replace it. I think I'd like to go ahead with a motion to amend, and I'll just word that quickly. I move that we amend CY22-13 to omit the section, be it further resolved. Does that work with that wording?
Capture that. We normally would have you email it in, but I think it's pretty clear, Madam Clerk. Is that okay? He moves to amend the resolution to remove the be it further resolved section. Is there a second to this motion? To this motion to amend? Well, I'm not seeing a second. Councilmember Van Zandt, I'm sorry, your motion will fall due to a lack of a second. Are there any other comments from members of the council? Okay, then, Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote, please?
Councilmember Furr?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Van der Zanden?
No.
Councilmember Makoviak?
Yes.
Mayor Taylor?
Yes.
Okay, this motion passes with 4 in favor and 1 not.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate everybody's thoughts on this and being willing to address it, even though there are, you know, obviously some reservations from Joe. We will forward this resolution to the National Park Service, which was particularly in need of it in order to move their side forward towards an agreement. They were hung up on the requirement that we had placed on them in 2017 to provide the requirement that would make their diesel generations the preferential source of backup power, and relieved of that with the issues that they have for their generators, we can get the intertie into operation faster. So we'll forward it to AP&T and to the National Park Service, also to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska, and to Senator Murkowski's office, because she has been working diligently with the parties to see that the interests of the city of Gustavus are successfully included in any agreement, and that the intertie is in operation. So we'll send it on to her office as well. Moves us on to city council reports. Does any city council member have any brief report they'd like to make on anything they've been doing here? Okay, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the wonderful group of flower planting ladies who have been planting our planter boxes for along Gustavus Road at the front of the Salmon River Park. And they look beautiful now. And they worked diligently and hard all afternoon to get those boxes planted. And they're going to look a lot better for our 4th of July celebration. And we have some flower baskets that are going up also at the fire hall. And we had some plants left over. So they are also planting more flowers at the library for everybody to enjoy this summer. And so I'd like to thank Meadow Brooks, who organized the team, and Wildman, Kathy Hawker, Jane Button, and Fawn Bauer for their wonderful work today to really brighten up our park. So thank you for that. Are there any city council questions or comments? That would be the last item before public comment on non-agenda items. Okay, seeing none, we'll have one more opportunity for public comment on non-agenda items. I think everybody knows the drill. If there's something you'd like to speak up on that wasn't on the agenda tonight, we'd be glad to hear from you. Please raise your hand. Okay, I'm seeing no hands come up. So that brings us to adjourning at 7:29. Thank you all for tuning in, participating, and I really appreciate your being available to spend the time tonight to get this important item through our agenda and get our intertie up and running as soon as possible. So thank you and good evening.
Good use of 29 minutes, you guys.